World Series Game 7. Apparently the most watched Rogers broadcast ever, along with the most watched ever in Canada outside of the 2010 Winter Olympics. Absolutely massive amount of people tuned in. About 45% of Canada's population either watched some or all of Saturday's Game 7. And in the meantime, thousands of people packed Dodger Stadium yesterday, again, to say thank you to the Dodgers. Over 52,000 people, about as many as you saw at every one of their games last week, showed up back at the stadium to say, we love you. And Shohei Ohtani there spoke in broken English and said this to the crowd.
I want to say that I'm so proud of this team. And then I want to say you guys are the greatest fans in the world. I'm ready to get another ring next year. Let's go.
Love to see the Blue Jays stop that from happening next year, but Sportsnet Jays announcer Buck Martinez was on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker yesterday, and he said returning to the World Series is not going to be easy, but manager John Schneider has helped to build something pretty special in T.O.
At any point in the season, when John Schneider would call up somebody from minor leagues, he put them right into a game. So they all felt like they had some skin in the fight because they were always involved, and he did a great job with that. You know, there were guys that we didn't even know would be on the team at the start. Addison Barger didn't make the team out of spring training. We didn't know what Miles Straw was going to be. We didn't know Nathan Lucas was going to be. And they all turned into a magical group of players because they played for one another. And I think more importantly, they didn't want to let each other down. And you could certainly see that reaction after Game 7 in the locker room. And there were a lot of red eyes in that locker room from the manager on down. And you know what? It's easy to say, well, they'll get them next year. It had been 32 years since they were in the World Series the last time. So, you know, it doesn't come around that often. That's why the veterans like Bassett and Gosman and Springer and Scherzer understood how unique this opportunity was and how disappointed when they fell short.
Buck Martinez, who had one of the best seats during the entire series, as he's an analyst with Sportsnet. And while he says the loss may sting right now, you just wait.
Blue Jays had a phenomenal season. Right now, it stings a lot, and it hurts a lot of people. But in another month or so, they'll think back and say, you know what, that was the hell of this season. And I think everybody will really look back and have a big smile on their face when they think about the summer of 2025.
Yeah, I love what Buck said, too, yesterday, about how this World Series may have made a few Canadians baseball fans who weren't necessarily fans before the series.
Just a heck of a World Series. And if you're not a baseball fan, and if you watched those seven games, I'm sure you became a baseball fan.
Yeah, that would be me. I certainly became more of a fan of baseball because of the Blue Jays. I jumped on the bandwagon. I never watched a single game during the regular season, but I watched every one of those in the best of seven. And I would say, yeah, Blue Jays, you can get back to the World Series. I'll be watching at least the World Series again next year. I want to really quickly go over some of the high school volleyball city final action last night and congratulate junior girls volleyball again. Tom defeating Martin in the city final. Congratulations. In junior boys action, Regina Christian beat Sheldon in the city final. Now, there's senior action. It was semifinals last night, starting with the senior girls. I hear Noel beat Leboldus, and Campbell defeated Miller. So that leaves Noel taking on Campbell in the final. Thursday night is the championship game. As for the senior boys, semifinal action last night, Miller defeated Campbell. Leboldus knocked off Harvest City. So Thursday, a champion will be declared between Miller and Leboldus. Best of luck to all the clubs there. Man, what a great song this is. If you love Chilliwack, you're going to hear this one more time this Saturday night. They're returning to Regina. Man, he sounds good. Bill Henderson. This is the best Chilliwack song. I'm going to say it right now. Fly it now. I don't think they have a better song than that one. I'm sure they'll end the concert with that one. Like, they got a lot of hits. Like Lonesome Mary, there's My Girl, Don't Stop, California Girl. Oh, I remember Crazy Talk. That used to be one of my mom and dad's favorites, too. Maybe it's just their relationship, and that's why I was so popular with him. But What You Gonna Do, that was another one. But Fly at Night, that's the best Chilliwack song. Matt, hey, Bill Henderson was asked, why a Farewell to France tour? They're making 11 stops coast to coast. Regina is one of them this Saturday night. And Henderson told us that the road can be a grind, and now the age of 80, but he looks like he's in his mid-60s, if you ask me, maybe younger. Bill says it's time to rest after this tour.
I just wanted to be home to take care of things at home more. I've spent my whole life, you know, basically being on the road, and I had a lot of support from my wife and was able to do that. And, you know, I just wanted to take care of her. You know, I wanted to be back home doing that, you know, so that was another thing. And, you know, I think most people who do what I do would agree that the travel is a bit much sometimes. It gets hard to take.
Bill Henderson of Chilliwack, on why he's leaving the road after all these years. And just check into the Connexus Art Center. There are a few tickets left in the lower area there near the back, and a couple here and there in the balcony up top. So a chance to say farewell to Chilliwack Saturday night. For the last, what, 55 years? They've been just giving it all. So that would be a good show to go to. Hey, speaking of concerts, if you're a fan of AC/DC. Yeah, they're coming back. Just announced their Power Up Tour for next year. 4 Canadian dates. Don't get too excited. It's not Regina again. Man, you remember the old Taylor Field, how great they were then? Well, you'll have to travel maybe to Vancouver or out east. There's a couple of dates, but the closest is Edmonton on August 9th. Still ahead, Kevin Martell with more on this Regina man who's back in front of a judge today following his arrest in connection with the shooting death of Tanya Myers from Weyburn. Chris Fulman is facing multiple charges like manslaughter with a firearm, and RCMP not really revealing too many details about their investigation, including what kind of gun was used or where even the shots came from, but Kevin has more on that story coming up. And oh, just a heads up too, the Pats, I Love Regina Pats game tonight. Calgary Hitmen are in town. Puck drops at 7, but get there between 5 and 7 in the Ag X building next door. The city's really throwing a big party there. Tickets are like $10, and there's face painting, bouncy castles, and I believe they're bringing up fire trucks, a few other pieces of machinery from the city for the kids to wander through. So check that out. It's I Love Regina Pats Night. Federal Budget Day, the Prime Minister warning us tough choices to be made because of American tariffs, and expect deep cuts in today's austerity budget. They use that a lot. Carney wants to rein in spending while making generational investment. How exactly that'll look, we'll find out. And Premier Scott Moe, he already forecasting a deficit.
So I would say you're going to see the Canadian economy really starting to sputter.
I think he's pointing to tariffs and trade instability being part of the problem right there. And economists suggest the deficit may be $75 billion or more. For a little more on what today's federal budget means to you and I, I'm joined now by CJME Provincial News Director Sarah Mills. Sarah, how are the politics of this budget playing out right here in our own backyard, do you think?
I mean, I think given how we voted as a province, I think you're going to have a lot of criticism going towards the Prime Minister. It's a crucial budget. It's the first one under Mark Carney. And on the politics side, look at what voters were sold about Mark Carney. Former Bank of England governor, former Bank of Canada governor, a man who knows everything about economy and finance. This is the man to lead us through the threat of tariffs and the impact of tariffs that we continue to see, not just from the US, but China now and India. And so that's a big promise, right, Greg? That's a lot to live up to. He was placed on a financial pedestal, and he might fall pretty hard today. And I think that's how a lot of people in Saskatchewan are looking at this. Are you going to fix the problems we have? And they are mighty. You have the issue of affordability and jobs and housing that Canadians are facing, and then the decisions you have to make to strengthen an economy that many say is on the cusp of a recession. So, you know, again, he was put, not by us, by the way the Liberals sold Mark Carney, on this financial pedestal. And yeah, it could come crashing down today.
Well, we're hearing words like sacrificed and unprecedented investment. There's a couple words we've been hearing a lot within the last few days. Sounds like a weird push-pull situation where you have to invest but have less money to do it with. Do you think that's the kind of conundrum that they're facing?
Yeah, right. I think you've hit the nail on the head. It really is between a rock and a hard place for the finance minister, for the prime minister, because you have to help stimulate the economy. We're hearing this talk of we're going to be investing, we're going to have the nation building projects, we have pipelines, we're going to have housing. And, you know, that speaks a lot to pipelines. For sure is something that our premier and others in the West want to see. For the larger centres like Vancouver, Toronto, there's a real housing crunch. I mean, you can argue there is for renters here in our province. Rents won't go down until there's an influx of rental property. So housing is just as important here. You have to invest to make that happen. But at the same time, are you just going to keep spending more than you're taking in, or do you start making tough choices? And that's where you get this word like sacrifice. But even the prime minister said, well, you know, in the baseball analogy, I'm only talking minor league baseball. Well, how much sacrifice are you going to make, or do we just keep getting into a hole that Canada can't dig itself out from?
Well then, CJME Provincial News Director Sarah Mills, I have one question to ask you now, and that is just simply, how will our listeners be informed today of what's to come?
Oh, best question ever. We will be all over this. It's around 3 o'clock our time that the budget comes down. So we'll start providing listeners with all the information they need to know about how it affects them, whether it's taxes, healthcare, their businesses, their families. We'll also, on the quarter hours, you'll be able to hear further details. So every 15 minutes, Greg, we will have all the details for our listeners and readers as well at cjme.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Greg.
Indeed, they got to do whatever it takes to get ready for the West Final. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders facing the BC Lions. Riders doing what they can to pack the park here. They're selling family packs for the West Final. I see two adults, two kids, $99. Can't beat that deal, plus tax. And I saw on social media yesterday even co-op community zone tickets. A few of those left at $20 a piece. So there are deals to be had out there. And the Riders, after a winning season, sure, after they got the West Crown there, they kind of slid a little. But, hey, we asked for a winning season. We got it. Now it's up to us to pack the park, and hopefully that'll be the case. Even though right now, as I bring in CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray, the forecast, Britton, is looking a little cloudy, perhaps a little chilly. -3 for a daytime high, kickoff at 5:30.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Riders want it to be a little bit colder, right? You know, that BC Lions team, they're used to being in a dome, right? I think they want the elements to be able to help take the ball away from Nathan Rourke a little bit and make sure you can't just sit back there and throw in perfect conditions.
Well, after you watch them win the semifinal out west and how they've matched up against us during the regular season, strip it down for us here. Let's see. How does this matchup look to you?
The Riders have matched up very well against the Lions all season long. Yes, the Riders lost that last game, of course, but of course they were sitting starters, rotating guys in. The Lions with Nathan Rourke, we know how dynamic he can be. So that's why it's going to be important to make sure he can't just sit back there and throw the ball against this Corey Mace zone defense. Get some pressure on them. I think the Riders can do that. They showed they could do it last time out. And turn this game into a running game, you know. Let AJ Ouellette go out there and really run the ball, especially if it gets a little bit colder, if that temperature continues to drop, and really take control of the game. Keep the ball away from that Lions offense because, boy, that Lions defense, still a lot of question marks when you look at how they played against Calgary as well.
Certainly is. Britton Gray is here. How are you looking at the next few days of practice here, and what are you watching for? Because clearly, given that we've got a lot of healthy players going again here, the coach has a lot of decisions to make as to who goes in and who goes where. So what are you watching for?
Yeah, main thing is who's back out there, right? Is Keyshawn Johnson out there, Dante Myers, Roland Milligan? How do they kind of fit in? And then once they're back, how do they decide to roll out this lineup, right? CJ Revis, I thought he's been really good at safety. Antoine Brooks, really good at linebacker. Do they keep that? How's the offensive line look? That's what I'm really looking for. One of the main advantages of having that bye week, having that extra week of preparation, is to be able to get some guys healthier. That's really what the first few days are going to be. Who's out there, and let's see how they decide to line up.
Well, Coach Mace was on the Green Zone late last Friday, and you heard when the one question was asked about who's kicking in this one. Do you think he was kind of coy about that, or do you think there really is a decision to be made?
I think there is. With how inconsistent Brett Lauther has been, plus he has been dealing with the back injury, Michael Hughes goes out and is perfect and looks pretty confident in doing it. I think you have to put out your best lineup, especially become playoffs. So I do think there's a bit of an open competition there this week as to who will see lineup to kick in the West Final.
Okay, so practice today and again tomorrow, or is tomorrow a closed practice?
I believe day three will be closed. So tomorrow will be open as well, as we kind of get a look at that. Then they do all the secret stuff on that closed practice day three.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Britton. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Writer, reporter, Britton Gray. And, of course, we got the big game on Saturday. And don't forget, the Hardy Cup is also Saturday. The U of R Rams beat Manitoba in double overtime this past weekend. Now they're going to head up to Saskatoon to face the Huskies on Saturday. Fingers crossed they win that one. Inevitably, the Vanier Cup in our own backyard. Wouldn't that be something if the Rams wind up there November 22nd? At Mosaic Stadium. How about this? I've got a few pairs of tickets, and each pair comes with a gift card, too, from Boston Pizza. I think it's worth $25. So two winners now for tickets to the Vanier Cup and a Boston Pizza gift card. Love to hand them out. Text me at 1-877-300-7275. Include your first and last name, and the first couple of people to get through, I will direct message you and hook you up with these tickets.